So I'll be curious once we get into the Catherine data whether that's affected, whether you're using anthracycline. No, then you kind of got another tool out there. But anyhow, what happened with this lady?
So she had a very good response, still had a little bit of residual disease, but a very good response. We continued the trastuzumab and pertuzumab for a year, you know, to complete a year of HER2 therapy, and she's done very well since then. So even though she started out with quite high-risk disease, she's now, I guess, almost 3 years out and, you know, has done very well.
Any tolerability issues with treatment, either the antibodies or chemo?
Yeah, so I think most of us are familiar with the potential toxicities of the chemotherapy part of the regimen, and she overall did fine with that. Adding pertuzumab does add some toxicity in this particular person. She had non-trivial amounts of diarrhea, especially early on. It was responsive to Imodium. She didn't have to take substantial time off of her teaching job. And like most patients, once she got to the antibody portion, once the chemo was completed, the diarrhea essentially became a non-issue. And all the studies have shown that most of the added diarrhea associated with pertuzumab happens in the period where they're getting concurrent chemotherapy.
Can't believe that I never heard that stated before. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, again, I think that that's not only what's been seen in the trials, but also in our clinical experience.
Makes sense. So I guess, of course, the issue here is what was seen at surgery.
Yeah, so she had a small amount of cancer. She did not have a pathologic complete response. I think she had less than a centimeter of invasive cancer in the breast, and she had one lymph node that still had invasive cancer, but multiple lymph nodes had shown treatment effects. So she clearly did have substantial disease at baseline.